Large-scale manufacturing was also brought into the community. However, the initial plan, which called for a factory to produce equipment for the post office, did not materialize. The construction of a factory building for a contract with the Electric Vacuum Cleaner Company of Cleveland began in 1936. The company operated for only 13 months from 1936 to 1937. A shirt company then occupied the space, but ceased operations after two failed attempts within a year. There were other short-lived businesses, including a fertilizer, farm products, and a tractor assembly plant. An additional factory building was constructed to accommodate these businesses. The factory buildings were attractive for their size and design. FDR directed the War Department to utilize the empty facilities. By 1941, the Brunswick Radio and Television Company moved in to produce cabinetry, radio chassis, record players, and speakers. The last business to operate in the factory buildings was the Hoover Aircraft Corporation, which opened in 1942 and manufactured wooden planes used to train pilots until the end of the war. In 1940, two of the vacated school buildings were used by Silman Manufacturing to produce walkie-talkies, public address systems, and flares.